Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh, yeah, that's better.
Great.
Okay. First of all, we wanted to thank you guys. I'm going to blame Jessica for this because she heard 420 and got excited. We didn't realize this was Easter weekend, so we're sorry for taking you away from your family.
Or
you're welcome.
Oh, my God, 420, it's a Saturday. We have to have a party. And she's okay.
I was like, sure, whatever. And then she was like, oh, my God, it's Easter weekend. And I'm like, you're fucking idiot.
We found
that out
like 2 days ago.
Yeah, we had no idea. It was like 3 days ago. I'm like, wait, I think it's Easter the next day.
Yeah. And I'm like, no one's on the road. There's no one here.
It took a long time.
So I really appreciate you guys being here because you should probably be with your families and not with us. But
we're your family now, bitch. That's it. All right, so we want to tell you what's going on. First of all, VIP tables, welcome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Everybody else, thank you guys for coming. We love you all so much. He can't hear me unless I turn, so hi, guys. Everybody over here, hi, we love you. That's my sister-in-law, if you didn't know. That's my future mother-in-law of my daughter. That's my daughter's boyfriend. She's 3. He's 5.
Alan, you guys met Alan?
Yes. This is our producer, Alan, Dimly Wit Productions. This is our co-host, Richard. He is from Doc Johnson. We will be giving one of these away at the end of the show.
Yeah.
It vibrates. Put batteries in it last night. You're welcome.
She tried to touch me with it.
I touched her face with it, and she didn't know what it was. Okay, so go ahead. What did you want to say?
The only thing I was going to say at some point, everybody has to feel this thing
you just have to feel it. Whether you win it or not, you got to feel it. It's like realistic.
Because I feel like people probably think we're exaggerating.
No, it's real. I mean, the details, the veins, it's real.
I touched it for the first time earlier, and it made me really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's
good. So this morning, I'm packing to come here, and I left this like on my island in my kitchen, and my husband like came down at 4 a.m. to get a drink, and he's like, he comes up and wakes me up, he's like, why is there a huge dick in our kitchen? And I was like, oh, that's Richard, that's right, you don't listen to my show, forget it.
So bad examples, good advice. This is a segment we started because people actually listen to our advice.
And we're shocked.
And we're shocked, and it actually has helped a lot of people, so we wanted to share some of those stories with you guys. So this girl's from Australia. Hey, lovely ladies, listening all the way from Australia. I love your podcast and the way it has inspired me. Tracy was talking about how you shouldn't use sex as a weapon, which is something I do, something me and my partner are constantly fighting about. Feeling inspired, I drove to his house, called him, let him know I was in the driveway, and I was here to give him a BJ. I went inside, did the deed, and then went back out on the road. I felt so empowered afterwards. I could also tell you how much it meant to him, especially because I initiated. Keep up the podcast. Yeah, so, I mean, that's like...
So, real quick, me and my father-in-law were really, really, really close, and like, uncomfortably close, where, like, when I used to bitch about his son to me, he'd be like, so stop having sex with him. And I'm like, no, that doesn't fucking work. And also, I believe that sex and love are two very different things. I love my husband very much, but sex is not used as a weapon in our house, unfortunately. So, even if we're fighting, we're unfortunately still having sex. So, I say that to a lot of people, because they're always like, they always try to, like, hold out from their husband if they're like fighting or something, and I feel like that brings you guys apart more. Sometimes it'll bring you closer if you just squash the beef and get yours.
When women initiate, it kind of can be surprising.
Yes, my husband complains a lot. You don't initiate enough. And I'm like, okay, I'll work on it. But like sometimes I'm a bad example because I say it to everybody. I don't always take my own advice.
Yeah.
But yes, it's true. Women initiating it is always going to turn him on more because he's like, oh my God, there's something I'm doing that's different, or I feel like I'm chasing you always, or you don't want me as much. So when like you're initiating it, like it's going to be amplified and double how good it would have been.
Yeah,
correct?
For sure. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I
feel.
It's
a turn on.
That's what I've been told.
I mean, I can agree. Yeah, anytime it happens, I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I was not expecting this.
Right.
Fuck
it's like you get caught off guard and you're like, oh, my God, this is amazing. This is what I want. And I didn't have to say anything or do anything. Like, seriously, the other day, I told him we were talking about because I was like, oh, so the party is this Saturday, whatever. And he's like, so what do you guys talk about? I don't get it because he does not listen. I'm not kidding. There's zero support. So I was like, you know, we talk about sex, blah, 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 and how you this and that. And he was like, if I woke you up at 3 a.m, you would literally kick me. And I'm like, I mean, he goes, I was like, what if I woke you up? He goes, I'd be like jumping out of bed, like, oh my God, she's initiating. This is amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, well, that's what happens. I mean, he always ends up doing it. And I always feel bad, but like, I'm friggin' exhausted, man.
I mean,
it's a lot of work.
At 3 a.m., I'm kicking you out. Like, no.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, Alan.
I want to sleep. I'm already up at 2 and 5 with my 11-month-old. So, anyway, we have another one. Hey, girls, I've been wanting to send a message to express my appreciation for the podcast. I've been an avid listener since day one. I lost my grandmother recently who raised me, and it's been very tough in the car, especially my mind wanders when I'm driving into a very dark place, but turning on your episode gets me through every trip I'm driving through. It makes me laugh, keeps me on cloud nine whenever I'm in a mood. I'm forever grateful for you guys. I'm always a baddie. Love you both. Sky. And her name is Sky, so bonus points.
Trey, I was going to read the next one, but I think you should because you're a mom, and I feel like you can feel that on a different level. This is another thing we're adding new. It's baddie MVP.
Okay. Why the fuck are moms so competitive? They all graduated the same year. Calm down. My son is 3 and eats dog food. Okay. Wait, I want to read that again. Calm down. My son is 3 and eats dog food, and they're all going to be in kindergarten together, bitch. I'm venting now. I love your podcast. I really, really needed this. Thank you from Jenny. Wow, Jenny. One, maybe take the dog food off the floor.
I thought that was such a good thing. Like, they all, like, it's true. Like, moms are so competitive. They're all graduating at the same time. They're all going to be getting jobs at the same time. There's really nothing
to compete about. My 4-year-old still has a bottle, and all people tell me is, oh, my God, you should have taken her bottle away a long time. I'm like, I get it, but she has younger siblings, and I feel like it's, like, a reverting thing. Like, she's going backwards, and I'm like, and then people are like, don't worry. She won't have a bottle when she's walking down the aisle. And I'm like, no, she may. Has anybody watched Vanderpump Rules? Okay. Her name is Lala. My sister-in-law calls my daughter Lala, and I'm like, oh my God, she's destined to be drinking a bottle at 35 and marry a rich man and drive on a private jet. That's what's going to happen to my child.
I mean, she's married rich and on a plane.
I mean, he's not terrible looking, and we'll all benefit, right? I mean, bottles, team bottles. Has anybody ever seen there's no Hulu show on, The Act? Okay, just watched it for the first time. She sounded just like her. That's why I'm bringing it up.
So speaking of The Act, I gave Tracy my Hulu login so she could
watch
The Act. Oh, my
God, that's right. I'm using his login right now.
And it has completely changed my algorithm.
I'm sorry. Like, and you told me to use your roommate's one, and I forgot, and then I logged in, and I'm like, I'm already fucked it up.
Yeah, I logged on, and I was like, what the fuck is The Act? What is I don't remember watching
it's
this,
good,
and
Alan,
I was like,
watching.
Oh, it's Tracy.
It's Tracy. So that's also funny. When you log into other people's, like, Hulu or Netflix, like, they could see what you watch, and then they judge you.
Okay, so we take some questions from Instagram?
Yeah. I have a question. I'm so confused. I have a friend who's a medium psychic. I never really ask for anything because I've known her since we were 10. She literally knows everything about me, but recently she met my current boyfriend and all seemed well. She texted me saying that she had a prediction that she wanted to share. She said some things that she's never shared and says my boyfriend will eventually give into his old habits of mentally cheating and lusting over unattainable women. That was the reason that we ended his last relationship 8 years ago. He stayed single because he knew he couldn't commit and didn't want to hurt another woman. Now he's head over heels in love with me as I am with him. Do I try to stick it out or should I feel like I take my friend's advice?
Okay, I just want to recap here. Yeah, wait, I want to recap here. So her friend's a psychic.
Yeah. And she met him and got weird vibes from him that he's mentally cheating.
From her boyfriend.
From her boyfriend.
So
her friend's boyfriend.
Do you, if a psychic that is your friend and comes up to you and is like, Corey is going to cheat on you in the future.
No, he's mentally cheating. Hold
and
on.
Lusting. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
mentally
he's
and lusting.
Mentally cheating. All guys
That's
mentally
weird.
Cheat. All guys mentally cheat. That's when you watch porn, you're cheating. You're mentally cheating. No?
That's true.
Do I take my friend's advice or should I stick it out? I don't know. I feel like stick it out and like, now that you're aware of it, like,
but
be ready to
catch them. But she's a
psychic. I mean, you're throwing that word around like that really always works.
So that means nothing to you. You're just going
to
be
to
like.
To me, no. I'm going to stick it out. If I catch him actually cheating, okay, that's a problem. If I'm catching you mentally cheating, like what you're having sex with me, but you're picturing Jessica Alba, like, ooh.
So
what am I going to do about it?
If you got a warning like this from a psychic, would you?
I'd be aware.
Okay, that's what I was saying. Like, would you be extra, aware?
No, I wouldn't be, like, hunting him down, but I'd be like, I don't know. What do you think? No pressure. Would you break up with him?
Let's get a vote.
Break You'd be up. Aware, right? All right, let's do it. All right, first vote.
Black heart to break up.
Black is breaking up. Red is you stick it out. Pink is you stick it out.
Ooh, that's a lot of pink.
Yeah, a lot of people don't believe in psychics, probably.
No, because, like, how are they? I could be like, oh, I'm a medium.
Yeah.
and you're going to, in 2019, you're going to get in a car accident, and then your boyfriend's going to cheat on you, and you're going to break up with him because of it?
It's just funny to me, because if I was a psychic and I didn't like the guy my friend was dating, I'd probably make that up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or, like, if I want your boyfriend, I'm going to tell you that. Ooh. Yeah. If I tell you that, and I'm like, oh, then what happens when she accidentally ends up with him in a year?
All right, let's do another one.
Go ahead. You do it.
Okay. Hi ladies, I wanted your opinion about using an engagement ring from a family member who is divorced. My boyfriend wants to use the diamond from his mom's engagement ring. However, they've been divorced for 5 years and are not civil. I've had a hard time accepting a diamond from a broken marriage.
Absolutely.
His dad made a promise to his mom and he broke it. Yes, okay. I see how much this divorce has affected my boyfriend and his adult life. I'm ready for the next step. Should I hold out for a ring that I've always dreamed of or accept this diamond?
Take a wedding band for now. Like, wear a band until you can afford a diamond. You do not want a broken diamond.
Richard, I get it. I get that, like, Richard, what do you think?
Richard
doesn't do rings. No. Except cock rings.
Cock rings.
I think I'd have the same issue if my boyfriend came from a broken home.
I wouldn't want it.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want it either. But I think
all
it's
right,
weird
who
that...
Who wants it? Black if you don't want it. Pink if you want the ring. You are? And are you? How long are you married? This is why I love interaction, because I need to know.
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, I feel
she's
like...
She's swaying my vote.
Can I tell you what also sways it? Like, is the diamond
well, is
a
the
nice diamond?
Diamond? Gorgeous?
Like,
yeah.
I can see it from
yes,
here,
I
so.
Can see it from here.
It's a gorgeous diamond. Yeah. It was pear-shaped, and my husband remembered it. Yes. I told him the first year I wanted this band.
Okay, so how long have you been together?
10 years.
Wow.
I met him when I was 19.
See?
From my mother-in-law and my mom.
Is this your mother-in-law?
This is my mom.
Oh, your mom? Okay. Well, I don't know. I was really close to my mother-in-law.
But yeah, broken diamond.
I would have brought Bonnie here.
Happily married, though.
Okay, see, I'm wrong.
It's kind of sweet. You start a new tradition with the diamond. You know what I mean?
You're almost giving it a second life.
Yeah.
Like, let's think of it this way. Like, that poor diamond. Like,
it was going to rot in a drawer, and it looks much prettier on my hand.
It's like, yeah. Like, this poor diamond just wants to be loved.
I gave my sister mine.
I
had a broken engagement before my husband.
Okay.
And I gave my sister my marquee diamond because I didn't want it. I
oh
thought it was
God,
going to jinx me.
Oh, God, a marquee. How beautiful.
My sister is married 31 years.
There you go. There's your answer.
Okay, you guys swayed me.
But
it's
we had it blessed. I'll tell you
what. Well, there you go.
You know what? That's our advice. Get that shit blessed.
Shit out of it. You're like,
holy water, priest, everything.
Yes.
We had it all blessed. And
okay.
She's
I'll take it. I'll change my opinion. Try it out. But then maybe, like, have him get your wedding band he has to get.
You could get the psychic from question one to make sure it's going to end up.
Yeah, we'll have her come check it. It's a good call, Alan. All right, guys.
All right, so this is actually a voicemail that I get because I get all of the voicemails.
Oh, yeah, because they call your phone, right?
Yeah, they call my phone.
Sucker.
We finished the live stream. I had 300 missed calls.
Oh,
I was like,
God,
what
I'm
happened?
I'm so sorry. That's why we have people here today. It's much easier.
Hey, guys, this is Laura from Miami. My question is for the both of you. If you guys can go back in time and stop yourself from making a beauty or makeup trend that was popular back in the day, but pretty much everyone hates now, what would it be?
Jessica, I know mine. Like, everyone's going to know mine.
This wasn't even that long ago. So, like, in 2008-ish area, black lipstick. Just listen. Just listen.
Hear me out.
Hear me out. I was working at Bloomies, and black lipstick became, like, a thing. Like, not goth. And YSL put, like, a sick black lip gloss
out. I remember
out.
It. And they get the nail polish to match,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
And I spent, like, $60 on a black
one
lip
one, you're
gloss.
An idiot. They have them for $1.50 at the dollar
I
store.
I didn't even... I bought it. I don't even think I ever had, like... The balls to wear it.
No,
it was so aggressive.
No, because that's terrifying. If
it
I saw somebody walking towards me, I'd like pull out a knife in fear.
Like,
I mean,
I feel like the models wearing it looked pretty. You know what I mean? Because they're all like tall and skinny, and their hair is slicked back, and they've got on these like somehow perfect lashes. And then I wear it, and I just look insane, like a little Shrek monster coming to attack you. Like,
yeah,
it was bad. My second thing was...
Oh, you have two embarrassing.
Yeah,
okay.
Pedal pushers. You guys know what those are?
No, I don't know what that is.
They're like pants that come to your knees. Which, again, made me look like a short, like, crazy
they're
person.
They're like a mix between both Bermuda shorts and capris.
Yes, they're skin tight but came to your kneecap.
No, that's awful.
And I'd wear them with, like, chunky heels. It was
Mine
so bad.
Mine is still worse than yours.
Go.
Fan nails. Jerseylicious. Every season, fan nails. I looked like I could dig in the sand and find crabs. It was terrible. And I thought they were beautiful. I went to this one lady, Nancy, in West Orange, New Jersey. She killed it at the time. I look back, and people ask me all the time. They're like,
is
would
Nancy
you ever go-
unemployed right now?
No, Nancy's living her best life because I don't know how I made them cool, but they were embarrassing. And yeah, people ask me all the time, they're like, oh, when I post a nail picture, they're like, would you go back to the fans? Or the duck feet, they call them, which is even more mortifying.
I have to say my least favorite trend was the Tom's shoes.
What about Uggs? How do men feel about Uggs? We have a man. Oh, get him a mic. Oh my God, I found a man. Now we're going to abuse you the whole show. Let's go. We want to know your question for everything. We have a man's.
I like Uggs. I have Ugg slippers.
No, Ugg slippers for men are very comfortable. I'm not judging you for that. Live your best. Listen, what do you think of her and Uggs?
Her nails?
Her and Uggs. Uggs.
Oh, shit. It's fine.
Wear just the Uggs, right?
Yeah, I like
Uggs. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't mind Uggs.
He's such just a nice the Uggs?
Guy. Just the Uggs.
Just the Uggs, too. Yeah, that's fine.
As a man, what are your other, like, what do you hate that women do and what do you love that women wear? Like, one of each.
Oh, my God. I don't even know.
Don't jump at the question.
Tracy, he's a nice guy.
I just hate things about us. I need his advice.
I like yoga pants.
Yoga
pants. Like the stretch.
Foldovers or no, the like regular the yoga?
Tight, the stretchy pants.
She wants to show your butt, Tracy.
You can see their ass, right?
And I don't know about what I don't like. Everything is fine.
Well, nothing about her. She's perfect, clearly.
Yes, she's perfect.
If you saw me on the street and I was wearing Crocs.
Yeah, I don't like Crocs.
Okay.
That's a good one. I'll go with that.
What's your name?
Mike.
Mike, you're our favorite of the day today.
Thank you.
What a sweetie, yeah. All right, so what would you do in a situation where your best friend confronts you and wants to have a good threesome with her and her man?
How do you navigate that?
Like, what do you do? God, like, your best friend.
I felt like I just took a bullet. Oh, my God, that's so abrasive.
I know.
I was about to go, we're doing a best friends episode soon, and then it took a turn.
We're going to have to talk about this again in that episode. I don't know how. Have you ever made out with her like drunk?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is okay, right? Yeah. This is not like this is coming out of left field. Like I've made out with my friends. It's whatever. Yeah. It happens. You're drunk. You're like, but
Wait, is he cute?
Yeah, he's cute. But like,
okay, but
if
he wasn't with her, would you have sex with him if he wasn't with her?
Like never with her. Like,
but would you have sex with him if she wasn't with him?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're not against it,
what do you do?
Do you think it'll ruin your friendship?
I don't know. That's what I'm like a little skeptical about.
But is she weird? Like when other girls hit on her man, is she like weird about that?
Yeah, a little bit. So that's just like I trust you. I confide in you.
But no,
like,
she's not. You know what? She's not 100% confident.
You're like perfect for it, and I was like,
you're perfect for it.
Oh my God! Thank you. The compliments that are coming out of this one.
Honestly,
First of all, be completely flattered that she wants to share her man with you. That's amazing. My friends would never let me even like. I couldn't even like reach up and say hello to her men.
I feel like not your best friend.
If I was single, I would maybe a friend, like an acquaintance friend. I would never hook up with like Sammy or Brooklyn's man because I would be mortified.
Me too.
And first of all, I feel like they'd be like judge. Like they'd be like, "Where's your hand going?" Like my friends would no joke with their men. Like no. And with mine, I'm a little easier going. I think when my husband goes out and somebody hits on him, I'm not like, "Excuse me, bitch, that's my man." I'm more like, you're still hot. You got it. You still got it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm flattered by it. So I personally wouldn't ask one of my friends, and I wouldn't sleep with one of my friends then, but more power to you if you want to.
No, I don't, I'm not going to.
You're not going to?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. Take a stand.
I needed, like, some, like, my bad example advice. So.
No, yeah. I'll support you if you
want
like,
to. And, like, I think, like what you said, if it was an acquaintance.
I think if it was an acquaintance, but your best friend.
Yes,
like,
it's the best friend. Because imagine your life without that best friend. It's not worth that
Here's a happy medium. Why don't you bring a guy and then all have a foursome?
No.
And then you're just with him and he's just with her man.
Right, right.
And then you guys are all like kind of like living on the edge, but nobody's actually crossing swords.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Girls don't do that, but that's okay.
No, I know, but I'm freaked out by two men. Like, I don't know what it is. Anyway. Right.
That's a great question. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah,
it will forever haunt me. Thank you. Trey, tell us about Julian because something big happened while we were gone.
Yay! Thank you guys, thank you. You guys heard the update of that he was cleared for the surgery. He got the surgery, he healed really well, and then April 11th we took him to get the hearing aids turned on, and he was able to hear us for the first time. So he was, like, very, I didn't know what was going to happen. My sister-in-law was there. We were all, like, on edge because there's always a chance that it doesn't work or he wasn't receptive towards it. But he, like, instantly. So there was a video I put out, and I was like, is that Poppy? It's so weird because my sister-in-law brought the prayer card, but, like, nobody could see it from the video angle. Basically, like, he was playing with my husband's father's prayer card on the table, and I said, "Is that Poppy?" And he looked at me right away.
His whole head, like, he flipped it around.
It was the craziest thing, because, like, he was looking at it, and I said, "Is that Poppy?" And he looked at me, and I was like, "Oh, my God." He, like, it was so crazy. He knew exactly what I was talking about. And, like, even though he's 11 months, his hearing is as if he's a newborn, because this is the first time ever hearing. So
that's
they said, like, you know, when a newborn is born, they hear noises, but they don't know what any of it is. So when she heard that word and he looked at that word, I just feel like that's because he's heard it before. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was weird. Like, he didn't, I was like, "Julian, baby," and he wasn't listening. And then I said, "Poppy," and he looked at me, and I'm like, it's because he's heard the word before.
You, like, told me too, like, they, with the activation, it's not like full blast.
No, it's very, very soft, because it's only one ear, and they turn it on, and they don't know if it'll scare them or not. So they call it, like, the circle of cries, which we were expecting. But it's on, like, a very low. So it's as if somebody's whispering to you guys. So you kind of hear it, but you don't really hear it. And so he was, like, really listening, because when I said that and he looked around, I'm like, wow. And I felt like he had like, spent time with him or something, because he knew the word Poppy. And when he looked at me, like, it was very weird.
Oh, I have chills.
It was so crazy. And, like, we say that all the time. We talk about him nonstop at my house. And, like, he doesn't hear it, but my girls know about it, even though only Skylar knew him. So it was, like, such a weird moment. But, like, we were so thankful that it worked.
How long was the, like, because you had a whole party for him, right?
Yeah, the girls had planned a
no,
party.
No, can I tell you my favorite video? The video where he hears you is obviously incredible, but the video where you're saying, you know, "That's Tara, that's," you know, like,
I was like, "That's
you introducing
Gigi, that's
everybody,
Tata, that's
yeah."
And he was, like, waving
and
he,
yes,
to them.
Yes, he was waving and looking around and, like, learning their names for
oh
the first
God,
time, really.
Ridiculous.
I love, love, love that moment. I think that is so cool.
No,
and he's so happy.
Amazing.
He's the happiest baby. Give me a Julian, I'll do it 20 times.
Yeah.
I don't care.
No, it was
but
so
you can't
weird,
guarantee,
like,
a Julian.
No, no one can have a Julian. He's just one of a kind. Like, he's an amazing kid.
He's so sweet. He's so happy.
Like, he wakes up in the morning. He, like, because he sleeps with me still. I, like, sleep with them till I'm, like, a year. They're a year old, so that we could have that bond, because I had three so fast. So I feel like they kind of got pushed to the side burner a little, because they didn't get that mommy time. Like, most kids get, like, 3-4 years with their mom, then they have another baby.
We know Jaden's suffering over this.
Yeah, Jaden is totally suffering for middle child. She loved it last night, because it was just her. But
wow.
Yeah, I took a photo shoot with
big
her.
Night.
She was, like, posing for me, and I'm like, "You're loving it."
I noticed
this,
the video. You posted a video of Skylar like, singing and dancing.
And
Jaden,
screaming from the background.
She was like, "You know, I'm going to throw some shit to get some attention."
Yeah, no, she's absolutely out of her mind. She is the reason I'm sending her in school. I don't care if she's ready or not. I'm sending her because I need her to be a year apart from Skylar so Skylar can watch her in high school. That's literally my only thought process right now.
Keep her under control.
Yeah, I'm going to need more help than just myself with her. So, but Julian is, he sleeps with me. So when he wakes up in the morning, he crawls on my chest and he goes, "Hi." And he just, like, stares and smiles at me. And I'm like, "I don't care if it's 4 a.m. I'll wake up." It's so cute. Oh, he's so delicious.
So what has it been like? So every morning, you take them off at night to sleep?
You take them off to sleep, to shower, and in the car, because they bang against the car seat. So it's not good, and they don't stay on. So he wears it 24 hours other than that. Like,
so
however,
when you wake up, is that the first thing that you do? You put
when
it,
we wake
him
up, I get him in his breakfast chair. I feed him his breakfast, and then I put it on for him. And, like,
what's
he knows
his reaction now?
Because
yeah.
When we get in the breakfast chair, he sits there, and I give him his food, and then he goes like this. And I'm like, "Julian," and he knows, and that means he wants them on. So I put them on him, and then, like, he smiles, and, like, it's imagine, like, living in a silent world, and then you hear, and then it's like, oh my God, it's like a different day. Like, you know, you're just going to have a different day. So it's really special for him, and he loves it. He takes them off a lot still, and they're, like, not as strong as I thought they were going to be, so I have to keep putting them on him, which is annoying, but it's fine.
Have you noticed, I guess my question, like, have you noticed,
different.
Anything different in him? Yeah, when he can hear, like, is
when
he
his
more?
Sisters are fighting,
I don't know.
He takes it off. It's hysterical because I look at Corey and I'm like, "This is gonna be the ultimate fuck you to his wife one day when she's yelling at him and he just takes it off and
Clap
slams it
out.
On the table and walks away." And it's gonna be like, "You know what? Fuck you. I'm done talking to you. I'm done talking about this." Like, it's gonna be
and especially with two sisters. I mean,
you know, he literally when they're fighting, I'm like, "It's okay, Jules. I'm sorry." And he, like, goes like this and finds it and then takes it off. And I'm like, "Same, same. I wish."
Right. Do you feel like he is responding to, do you feel like a different connection with him?
Yeah, because he smiles more.
He smiles
always a smiley kid, but he smiles more now because he could hear me talking to him. And, like, we are supposed to be associating words with, like, when I give him pancakes, we sign it to him, pancakes, and then I also tell him the word.
It's awesome.
So he's learning both.
Yeah.
I don't want him to not have sign because he could have deaf friends that don't have the implant, and I want him to be able to talk to them. Mm-hmm. And my sister-in-law actually said, she was like, I don't want him to take them off and feel like he's not a part of our conversation if he takes them off. So I want to have, like, be able to sign, even if it's stupid things, like, look at this fucking asshole. Like, we could sign it to him somehow. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
amazing,
I want to
yeah.
be able to talk about people to him, and he doesn't have to have them on all the time.
So you know how there's that toy that he loves?
Tara got it for him for Christmas, the stupidest toy ever. It's like K-pop. It's like, dun, 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 dee, dun, dun, dun. It goes that same thing over
insane.
And over.
Insane. But I get it. It's bright. It's got the colors.
He
so
loves
when he,
it.
When he couldn't hear, he loved it.
I haven't put that on for him because we go on Monday to make it louder, and I feel like that's when I'm going to do it to see if it works.
You need to take a video because...
I'm going to.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's
gonna,
a good idea.
I'm going to take it because it's his favorite toy. It's just,
Tracy's
it's so
immune
annoying.
To the sound, I guess, by now because
she
she's used to it.
She every video that I make. She's like, it's playing
it's in the
background.
Background. Like, when you hear her snaps, like, you're like, it's horrible. And
yeah, it's
I'm
awful.
Sitting there, and I'm like... I'm the guest. I'm trying to not be rude. And I'm like, are you going to turn that fucking toy off anytime soon? It's horrible.
It's so annoying.
You have to put a video up later of it. It's the worst sound ever. I wonder if he's going to like look at it and be like, this toy sucks.
He's probably
going to
be scared at first because it's so aggressive.
It's so aggressive.
So before we move on to our next section, I want to see if I love your conversations on Instagram Snap. So did the wand make it?
Where's my wand? You forgot it? Did you really?
No, I have it.
No, you don't.
I have it. It's safe at my house. God, I was so fucking worried about everything this morning.
She forgot my wand.
It's safe, I promise. Alan, one job. Don't bring it out.
Okay, so I have a movie theater quality.
She's such a fucking
authentic
nerd.
Authentic.
She's a nerd, too. Look at her. She's like,
Harry
I have
Potter
too.
Wand, okay?
Oh, my God. She brought it to my house, and my kids didn't even want to play with it. They're like, what's
Wait,
this? I'm like, it's
out.
Jessica's.
You need
worry.
To explain. I don't bring it places. Like I just,
think you meant.
I didn't come
I
over.
You
like,
bring
I bring
it
my wand to play.
So you can tell people that you have a movie-quality wand from Harry Potter.
You know, the kids were all trying to get it from me, so I hit it. And then when I hit it, I forgot it.
Is it actually Harry's wand, or is it someone else's?
It's like a replica, but it's movie quality. It's like... I mean, it's like
it's
a
actually
thick
Luna Lovegoods.
Oh, okay. Good choice.
Apparently, I'm in like Slither or something. What's it called?
Slytherin.
Oh, whatever it
I'm
is.
In I'm in Slither.
Like, I don't know.
I always like.
I don't know what that means, but that's what I am.
I wrote Mischief Manage, and what did you say? Stop your witchcraft talk.
I'm done with your witchcraft toy. It's so weird to me. I'm like, I can't.
I can't believe you forgot. As long as it's out of reach of the
safe.
Children,
that just
that's
means
all I
you
care
have to
about.
Come out of your house and come to mine and get
I know.
It.
I know. Okay, let's do some Scrub of the Week.
Yeah. Okay, guys, this is my favorite segment ever.
Yeah, so Scrub of the Week we started because we were getting crazy messages. And
about,
I'm
like the biggest dickheads I've ever
yeah,
met.
Yeah, and I was like, we need
to
call these guys out. Like, it's just not right. Like, they should be called out on their BS.
Yeah.
Alan, do we have any people here that have Scrub of the Week?
We do. We have two. So Laura's going to walk over to our first one here.
Okay. Ooh, and then what we'll do is we'll maybe we'll do a group vote and see who's got the biggest scrub.
We're gonna,
and they'll be Scrub of the Week.
Sure. Let's have them vote.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Sarah Beth.
Hi. Where are you from?
I'm from Central Jersey.
Okay. Central!
Yay!
So I had actually sent you guys a DM on Instagram, and you said, oh, you should nominate him for Scrub of the Week. So
good.
Here it is.
Sounds legit.
So I was with my ex for 4 years, and he broke up with me a couple months ago, which we had been talking about moving in together. We were talking about getting engaged.
It's the worst.
And he started acting really odd.
Out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Wow.
Some girl was like from his job, was messaging him all the time. It was like his best friend on Snapchat suddenly. And I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And anytime I would bring it up, he'd be like, you're being crazy.
Oh my God.
Oh,
yep. That's the number one. When they're like, you're crazy, they're guilty.
They're guilty.
Yeah, they throw the you're crazy. They're guilty of it.
He would say,
oh
you're
my God,
being
you're
insecure.
Crazy.
You're so ugly when you're like
I hate this guy.
Mm-mm, I hate him already.
So... So, you know, he was like, oh, we need to talk. I'm not happy. I'm depressed. I'm not going to be happy with or without you. So I think it's better if we just break up.
What
yes,
a dick.
I called his mom and I was like, he's saying all these crazy things.
What'd she say?
She wouldn't return my call.
she's a dick too. You know what? They come from them.
Yeah. Well, she yeah. also yeah. she also used to cheat on his dad. So, runs in the family.
Hey. It's in his genes. It's fine.
So a couple months ago, we were supposed to go to a wedding. I told him, go without me. I don't want to go. In the background of my friend's picture, I saw him
here it comes.
And the girl who he
the Snapchat
me,
girl?
The girl who he told me was nothing. They are Spuck together, and there they were making out in the background of a picture.
Oh, my God.
I'm mad for you.
So I texted him that night, and I said, oh, I hope she's making you so happy. Yeah. Because what made me happy is to know that I was right and you're an asshole.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm clap glad to know I'm her. Enough
yes,
for me.
It, good. That was going to happen regardless. This is how he was. He has it in his blood.
Yeah.
He's
going
to
do it to her.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big
slow
cycle.
And you know
what's
going to happen to her the next mm-hmm. time? It's like a, what is it called? The process. The circle of cheating.
Circle of life.
He can't help it. That's Asha Shwenya. And she's going to, and she, like Khloe Kardashian, she picks up her man cheating. Right? He cheated on her man, whatever, with her, and now he cheated on Khloe with whoever, and that next person, they'll get it too. It's a circle of cheating. That's just how it works. Don't worry, you're above it, and he probably has to pay $400 for that wedding, and you had to pay nothing, so you were the winner at the end of the day.
The number
so
one
to
thing.
Shitty music and do the fucking twist for 2 hours.
If you call out your man, and he calls you crazy,
and he's cheating.
He's lying.
He's lying.
That is their, like,
that's
deflective
their...
mechanism.
Yes.
Like, what? No, you're crazy.
You're fucking crazy.
You're crazy.
Oh,
and then you
okay.
start to feel crazy. Like, I've been there in relationships. I'm like, shit, I'm crying. Like, maybe I am crazy. Like,
no,
what is going on?
That's their game. They want you to feel crazy so that you're like, oh, my God, maybe I'm acting crazy. But no, if we really, because baddies know. They only we know.
Yeah.
That's their form of deflecting.
For sure. Like, putting their... You know, they screwed up, so they're putting it on you. They're switching it up, and it's I hate guys. That guy's a scrub no matter who wins this.
Yeah, no, he's a dick. You're lucky.
Does Snapchat still tell you who your best friends are?
Yeah. Oh, doesn't Snapchat tell you, like, who comes up the most on your Snapchat? Yeah. It's such a game, and I feel like Snapchat created that to catch cheaters and enable cheaters at the same time. Like, they're like, send pictures. We'll delete them after 24 hours, but we'll also tell you who your top 10 cheating are. Like, it's great.
Does Corey
and also,
snap?
No, he doesn't do anything like that. Like, he, I'm always yelling at him, like, can you snap more of the kids? Like, when you have them and I don't, can you snap them so I can see? Like, when my sister-in-law takes them, I don't hear from her for hours, but I know exactly what they're doing.
You're watching her snaps,
Snapchat,
yeah.
All over Instagram. I'm like, look at how much fun they're having. When Corey has them, I'm like, are they alive? Like where are they? I want to see them.
It's not that. It's not that I would feel, like, Denny doesn't snap, but it's not that I'd feel insecure with him snapping. I just...
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watching on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Bravo Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters. That's true. And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists. We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album? Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it. Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album. Pop Apologists. Pop Apologists.
I don't know, because guys are weird. Guys are not, he's not going to snap to his other guy friends and be like, watching the football game. No. Like, so to me, it's like, no, it's, I don't know. If he's on there, he's doing weird
if
stuff.
If he's on there, he's doing something.
Yeah,
like a boomerang. Like, yeah, Denny's putting up a boomerang. Up
in front of the chair. Oh, poor Denny. I'm like, Dennis, did you see I tagged you on Facebook? And he opens up and he goes, How do I know?
My husband's the best. He'll be like, oh, I posted pictures of the kids and Skylar's head's completely chopped off. And I'm like, you know, you can like drag the picture down, crop it. And he's like, yeah, I just posted it. I'm like, well, it's wasteful because there's, you can't even see what they look like. It's amazing. I can't.
All right, who's our second scrub?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you?
Amazing.
Okay.
Anonymous.
Okay. So, at my wedding, I have two sisters.
They're going to know who you are. You have the most distinctive voice in the world.
Just shut up.
We'll cut it from the episode.
So, one, and I can't live this down. So, I got married, I don't even know, 5 years ago. And at my wedding, I'm not going to say which sister, but one of them had a really bad speech. And
is it the sister I know?
No.
Okay.
She, at the wedding, and it really bothers me till this day, because at the wedding she was saying, instead of being like, I'm so happy for you, and, you know, I have a brother, and growing up, like the whole spiel, she was like, you went from going on sugardaddy.com.
Oh my God. Wait. Is your sister about
you
to be scrub
went
of the week?
From going on sugardaddy.com and dating all these guys, and now you finally found your guy, and he's just what you wanted. And I did not know she said this until I seen my wedding video.
Wow.
So, and that was like maybe 6 months after the wedding. So my mother-in-law has seen it before me. Everybody's seen it before me. And when I brought it up to her, she's like, oh, I was just joking. And I'm still mad to her this day, like 6 years later.
Wow, she's lucky she has cute kids.
That she said that shit to me.
She's lucky she has cute kids. I'd cut her right off.
Wow. This is your actual sister.
Is your sister about to be the scrub of the week?
My other sister was like, oh, congratulations. I'm so happy for you. But my other sister was like.
Wait, did both your sisters give speeches?
They did. And my older sister, when she was saying it, I was sitting at the, like, the podium, whatever the hell it is, with my husband. And I was like, oh, my.
Wait, what did your husband say about this?
I think he was just so wrecked he didn't even realize that.
Wow. I would have to be wrecked
he
if
didn't
I heard
even care.
That.
I don't even think he knows till this day.
Wow.
Okay.
That's
nice.
The story. You'll have nothing to say to that, so good luck thinking about it. You'll have nothing to say.
Okay, we're going to vote.
I mean, can I just tell you, like,
We're going to vote on this, because I don't know what to say about this.
I have so many questions.
Black is for the guy, pink is for the sister.
My whole thing is, like, if I was at that wedding, it would have made it, like, that much more enjoyable. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I would have laughed at the wedding and been like, that's so funny,
like,
but then
kind of
like,
gave your guest
mortified,
a show a little bit.
Mortified. Like, I would have thought it was, like, an inside joke between you guys, because I was like, there's no way she just blew up her whole spot at her wedding. Wow.
That's
I don't
insane.
Even know what to say. I thought Amory's speech was bad at Brooklyn's wedding. Nope. This one was worse.
What? You didn't tell me that.
My friend talked for 10 minutes and was drunk and slurred her whole thing at my best friend's wedding. It was amazing.
Wow. Okay, maybe you're right.
I think they both deserve gifts. Can we give them both gifts?
Yeah, can we give them both those pink bags?
Can we give
right
them
there?
A bag each?
Those pink bags are
yeah,
there,
one
yeah.
each, yeah.
Right in front
Let's
of us.
Let's give them gifts. Oh my God, they need more than gifts. They need hugs. This is awful.
Oh, are you going to give us the scrub's names? Not last name, but do you want to tell us his name?
Do you want us to blow up his spot?
Just first name.
Oh,
Christian, fuck you. We hate
scumbag.
You. You're a scumbag.
A
girl's going to dump you, and you're not even going
to
know it.
Yeah.
She's
and
cheating
I hope
on you right now.
And die like in Mean Girls.
Oh,
and Christian, what a fucking shame.
Bitch. Shame.
She just blew up
shame.
Her sister's Fine.
Damn,
she
you know
should
what's,
be shamed.
Easter's gonna be awkward as
yeah.
fuck.
Holy fucking Easter. Wow.
Well, actually, it's not gonna be that bad. She'll hear it Tuesday and be like, what the fuck was this?
Yeah, oh, you'll get through Easter, don't worry. But Wednesday, she's gonna call you.
So my mother is so annoying, and she wanted to come today, and I'm like, you just cannot come. She's like, I listen to everything anyway,
yeah,
Jesse.
It,
and I'm like, well, you know, I still don't want to talk about dicks in front of you, if that's okay. And she's like, funny story. I used to call Daddy Richard. I go, funny story? I don't want to hear it. This
funny
is why
story,
you're not allowed
this
here.
This is why you're not invited.
Yeah, Tracy was like, this is why she can't come.
See, when I was younger, I walked into the kitchen and saw my parents feeling each other.
No, you didn't.
And
how have you eaten in that kitchen, Sin?
God, thanks now. No, but when I was walking down the hall, they were like, don't come in here, we're baking cookies. And as a kid, I was like, cookies? And then I walked in, and I was like, those aren't cookies.
Why did you tell a kid you're baking cookies? They always come running.
Yeah, I was excited, very disappointed.
Wow. That was, like, probably the biggest letdown of your whole life. You're like, what? Soft-baked cookies? And then you're like, no, hard-baked mommy.
Are they chocolate chips?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. So fucked up.
That'll
sorry
scar you
that
for life. Yeah. Now I don't feel bad about what you listen
yeah
to with
if
us.
You never have sex again, I don't blame you. Don't worry about it.
So we're going to take a really quick break. We encourage you to order another drink.
Yes, we want you to be as drunk as us.
Trey, have you been taking your vitamins like a good girl?
Those shots. Those are my jam.
Wait.
No.
Oh, wait.
You have it in your pocket right now? No. I leave them in my kitchen. I leave them in my kitchen so that when I have to do the dishes and I'm exhausted, I'm like, sugar shot.
I literally keep those things in my hoodie pouch.
I can't get enough. I'm obsessed.
They're amazing. Takecareof.com, it has these.
It's basically a pixie stick
yeah
of energy.
Yeah. Care of, this is what we love about them. They make everything fun and easy. Even their vitamins come to your door
idiot-proof
with your name on them.
Prepackaged. Throw it in your bag. Take it when you remember. They're not like rolling all around the bottom of your purse.
Oh my God, I'm so guilty of that. Just having pills fly
yeah
out.
That seems safe.
That's why I've been really enjoying Care of. And what's really great about Care of too is I don't know enough about vitamins. Like, I'm guilty of that. I'll admit it. And when you go on their website, they make it so easy for you that you literally do a 5-minute quiz and it tells you like, hey, you sound like you're anemic. Take this vitamin. You
yeah
know, like it's awesome.
Learn if you're getting enough protein,
yeah,
you're getting enough fiber, the good fats that you need. It's all basically
everything.
It's
there
all beneficial. You guys definitely want to try this.
You know what else I'm guilty of? Getting vitamins, actually taking them, and then being done and like being too lazy to get
to
more
refill
vitamins. Yeah,
this
to
comes
refill
to your house. This comes makes it the easiest it can be.
Yeah.
50% off of your Care of purchase. Just go to takecareof.com, enter bad examples 50. That'll give you 50% off. Again, guys, go to take care of and enter code bad examples 50. You don't want to miss it. If you're gonna take vitamins at all, use some that you customize yourself.
Tracy's bleeding out over here.
I'm dying over here. I don't know how I'm even getting through this day.
We love Lola because it's a female-founded company that has organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes.
Yeah, because honestly, like, if you care so much about the food you eat, why wouldn't you care about, like, feminine products?
Right.
Lola literally comes in the most discreet little package. It mm-hmm pops open when you're ready to use it.
Sent to your door.
To insert. And then it's the easiest throwaway. It comes right to your door in like very discreet packaging also.
And you guys, like, you know, unlike other brands, like Lola, they're open, honest. They're, Alan, what's the
FDA
word?
FDA approved.
Nope. Lola is transparent about what goes into the products. It is 100% natural and you can feel good about your tampons. Like,
and they're
biodegradable. Said no one ever. It's
and also,
so easy
and
working
yes,
with Lola.
They donate feminine products to homeless shelters around the U.S. who don't have any care products during a obviously important time of the month. So every purchase, they're donating.
Lola, good for you. We are going to support you 100%. What
we
is
love
our promo
Lola
code for you guys?
We're getting 40% off all subscriptions.
Woo!
Visit mylola.com. Enter bad examples when you subscribe. You're getting 40% off, you guys. And not only that, you feel good about yourself because every time you purchase, you're saving money and somebody in a homeless shelter is getting all organic, all natural, women-made products sent to them. So if their life wasn't hard enough, they're at least getting safe products to use during mm-hmm the hard time of the month.
Thanks, Lola. Okay, guys, so let's talk about Harper Wild, Tracy.
Okay, so I love a push-up bra, but only when I'm wearing a low-cut shirt. Harper Wild is one of the most soft, smooth. It looks invisible to the naked eye.
Basically, you won't be dying to take off your bra as soon as you
get
home.
It's one that's comfortable enough to wear all day that you're not going to rush home and the first thing you do before breathing and taking your shoes off is rip off your bra.
So what you do is you pick three bras that you want in your size, in color, style. They're shipped right to your door and they don't charge your credit card. And you only pay for the bras you keep. Genius. On top of all this, guys, each bra is lower priced than the average competitor. So it's easy to just stock up on these nice, comfortable bras.
HarperWild.com/bad examples to get started today with a free at-home try-on. And you also get a free bra wash bag with your purchase. But you don't have to purchase all three of them. You pick the three. You don't get charged. You pick your favorite and only get charged for the one you choose. Honestly, it makes it the easiest process. You could try on the ones you like, different colors, shades, options, styles. Go to HarperWild.com/bad examples to try on the three bras you want and receive a free gift with it.
And just so you could feel good about yourself, HarperWild donates a portion of their sales to organizations dedicated to empowering women. I like that. I like your bras. Go shopping, HarperWild.com.
We do have anonymous questions.
Can you bring the bowl over here?
We're bringing it right now. Sorry.
Let's swap bowls.
Oh, clap it up for Laura.
Hi, baby. Hi, Laura. I don't know why you do this over and over again. I'm so sorry. Here you go. Switch bowls. Thanks, Laura. How many is too many when it comes to sexual partners without being a, you know, whore?
I don't think my friend's mom listens to this, so I'm going to say this. Me and my friend, in her closet, we wrote down all the names of the guys we slept with. And now her sister lives in that room, and we're scared she's either going to one paint over
how
it so we don't
sister,
remember.
How old is the sister, Tracy?
What?
How old is she?
She just had her bat mitzvah, so 13. And I don't think she listens, the mom listens to this, so we should be okay. But the list is in her room, and that's the only way we remember. It's not a huge list, but, like, you know, after five, you lose track. What is the number, Gareth? I'm going to be...
Can I just say something?
Please. None of,
it doesn't fucking matter. All that matters is you lie to your man. That's all that matters.
When he asks you, first of all, he should never be asking you this. How many partners did? Because regardless, he's judging you. He has a number already in his head.
Right.
He's like, oh, my girl, she's such a she's so beautiful. She's so hot. All my guys think she's hot, blah, blah, blah. And if you say over 10, he's going to judge you. Always
10.
Go with 9. It's a safe
9? No. You say 3, girl.
3. What a fucking liar. Every man knows you're lying. Okay, so you had sex with your first boyfriend, your middle boyfriend, and now him, and that's it for the rest of your life? I don't think so.
Oh,
a solid number is 9.
I was going to say it's the rule of 3. You let him answer first, and then it's 3 lower than that.
Okay, then Whoa. Pick 3. Okay, so if he said, that's a phenomenal, what do we think? The only guy here. Yes. Okay.
Only guy here. 9
if
is too
were
many,
to guess,
right?
Can you guess me and Jessica's number? Let's guess. Can we get him a microphone?
No, he doesn't want a microphone.
No, we're not going to say our number. I just want to involve him. What do you think? Tracy, go.
3.
Don't you?
I'm not going to get in trouble. I'm not going to say too high of a number.
You had thought I had sex with 3 guys in my whole life?
All right. 9. You said 9. That's a good number, right?
So 6.
Jen's boyfriend, husband.
Perfect. Yes.
Don't you think 9 is too many to tell your man?
Okay, if I told you 9, would you be offended?
It depends on when you met your man.
Yes.
If you met when you were like 20, 21, then 9 is too high.
Oh my God, thank
but
God.
If you
Corey
met when you were 30, that's understandable.
Question. He's offended at 9. I thought 9 was like a safe number.
No.
Okay.
Guys want to picture you as like, you haven't been with anyone else. You've only had eyes for them. It's like a whole thing. You got to just play along.
We want to feel like we're the ones corrupting you.
Right.
I'm at like 9. We're around 9. But I had like 5 boyfriends, so those don't even count. I'm talking about like, okay, so you have 5 boyfriends. Clearly you slept with them.
Has no, anyone heard that's my not
story?
True.
Has anyone heard my story about the small dick?
Yeah.
How I had to make it stop. Do I count that? Because no, if it's not big enough, right, it doesn't even count.
That's not how that works. But okay.
I made him leave, and he told his friend it was so big she couldn't handle it. Meanwhile, I was like, bro, get the fuck out of my house. It doesn't even work. Goodbye. Okay, all right, so 8.
I mean,
yes, that's what I'm
number.
Saying. Some of them are so small, it doesn't even count. It's not even fair. It's not fair to us. We're allowed to wear makeup. You should be able to, like, enhance it somehow.
They have that. They have dildos that you can put on top of.
Oh,
which is so demeaning.
Is it good for him, too?
I doubt it.
Oh, well... That was a great question.
All right, some more anonymous
Corey will be
questions.
Thrilled.
How do I continue to be confident with my size and looks? I'm struggling on and off lately. Trey? Yeah, you tell me, because you're okay. Like, make me feel good when I'm around.
Because here. I'm the curvy one and you're the tiny one.
No,
that's
no, no, no.
Yes. I had somebody come up to me. I'm not going to blow up their spot. If you want, you put your hand up and I'll call you out. Came up to me just now and said that they were bullied in high school about their size and their looks or whatever else, and they listened to the podcast and listened to Jersey, and they loved just being confident and being told that, you know, doesn't matter what you're, the level, men respond to confidence. They don't really respond to size. You could be 30 pounds and feel not confident because you're not curvy, or you could be 200 pounds and feel confident because you're not skinny. But the way you hold the weight is really what, like, I put on weight. I'm 60 pounds over pre-baby weight, okay? 60, that's a fucking seventh grader. Okay? And my husband literally is, I can't keep him a fucking away from me. Like, it's, like, I'll wake up in the, like, to it. I'm like, enough, relax, relax. Like,
can I say what I think is part of this, too? Because you, like you said, confidence.
It's
like,
he doesn't
thing
see
I never
the
do,
weight because
yes.
he's
you
like.
You don't, because you act like you don't see
I
it.
I act like I don't see yeah. it. And if it doesn't bother me, it won't bother
yes.
him. And if I'm still doing my hair, doing my makeup, getting dressed, I'm still wearing clothes that are sexy, whether I should be wearing them or not is another question. But I feel like he's responding to that.
Yes. So one thing I always, and I've told my friend this because, listen, I put on clothes all day, and I'm like, ugh, I don't fit into it. My pants are too tight. I will never share that information with my husband. Like, in his eyes, he hasn't seen that I've put on pounds. Like, when I have, do you know what I mean?
Also, it's so like
I never. Yes, it's blinders. Yeah. So I've never said, like, I've never gotten on a scale and been like, sucks today. I'm 6 pounds more than I was yesterday. You yeah. know, like, I ignore that. And I think what you're saying is, like, you're confident around him, and he's... he's turned on by that.
Yeah, and I
it's
don't think...
It's almost like an act, and then, you know...
If you say to him, like, if he tries to have sex with you, and you're like, can you please turn off the lights? Like,
yeah.
That's instant, like, I don't feel comfortable with myself. I don't want you to see me if I'm not, like, what you think I should be. Like, I'm like, leave the lights on, let's do it in front of the open window. And he's like, holy shit, like, you could be 700 pounds and you want to do it in front of the window
yeah.
where everyone can see. Like, he doesn't care. He loves the adventure of it. He always says, he's like, you're just thick. He's like, you have something to hold on to. He's like, you're sexy, you're confident about it. And then he doesn't tell me that all the time. But like, when he does say it, I hold on to those words because I'm like, oh, I got it from him. Like,
mm-hmm.
I finally got those words from him. But like the other day, I was getting ready for a wedding we were going to, and I was like, oh my God, nothing fits. I look terrible. He's like, you actually look great. He's like, let's go. And then like he dragged me out onto the dance floor with him the whole night. And I was just like, if he was ashamed, he one would tell me like, maybe just wear something black. And then two would not like drag me in front of his friends, like go dance with him. Like there, you just need to be confident about yourself. Like I felt like that moment, like I was vulnerable with him and he had to reassure me. But normally like I am very confident with myself. Regardless, like you still have things guys like they all have like an ass fetish or a boob fetish or a leg fetish, whatever it is, just like maybe dress for him in that way. Like if you know he likes legs, like so use that when you guys are having sex, like make sure like that is something that he picks up on because he's really not gonna care, be like, oh, the legs look extra thick today. He don't fucking care about that. Like
he don't care.
He's never gonna turn down sex. He's never gonna turn down something that like you're putting out there to him. And then he's gonna be more happy with you because he could be like, I'm with a skinny girl who never gives me sex, who I'm waiting for a blowjob on my fucking birthday once a year. Like, who cares? Like he's so happy with who you are and like what you're giving him. But like if you're like, oh my God, I don't wanna have sex with you, I'm so nervous, like I gained weight, he's gonna be like, what the fuck? Like, now I don't want to because, like, I'm uncomfortable with the fact that I have to remind you it's okay.
I think, too, like, in general, like, even if there's no man in the picture, like, being happy with yourself. Because uh-huh. there's days that, like, I'll text Tracy and I'm like...
That's not just for girls in relationships. That's all girls.
Yes. We do it to each other all day. We like, have, like, an ugly off. I think we send each other pictures.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, look at this. And I'm like, oh, yeah, look at this.
We'll, like, out-ugly each other.
Yes.
She'll be like, ew, look how gross I look in this. And
yes.
I'll send her, like, a gross picture back. I'm like, don't worry, you can't beat this. Like...
So I think it's tough, but so there's been times where I've been really down on myself, and I think you say this all the time, Trey, but it really does help. Like I'd like to I would self-punish myself. Like, you know what? You're not going to get your hair done until you drop 5 pounds. It didn't help.
No. So, like, get your hair done and then work your fucking hair.
Doing everything
else.
And
all of a sudden you'll feel comfortable and confident about yourself.
Yes.
Like, that's how letting yourself go happens.
Yes.
Like,
have you ever let yourself go and you just, like, don't shave for a long period of time?
When's the last time I took care of myself? Like, I don't get my nails done. I don't get my hair done. I don't get a massage. I don't take care of myself. And all of a sudden you let yourself go. And then 6 months down the road, you're like, where did I go wrong? Like, what the fuck happened? Like, every day you should be waking up. I don't care. Everyone has 3.5 seconds to put mascara and lipstick on. Put it on in the morning. You will feel so much better about your day. You're like, look at me. Before breakfast, I already have my fucking face on. Like, just feel better about yourself. It helps when you... Like, I wake up, I'm exhausted. I didn't sleep all night because of my 11-month-old. Up all night. My fucking 2.5-month-old is whining for a bottle. My other one's whining because her arm is broken. Like, we're up all night long. I wake up in the morning. I have false lashes, like, extensions, so those are already on. You put a lipstick on and a little contour, and, like, I'm like, look at me. I could go for the day. Then all of a sudden, I'm dragging the kids out of the house. Like, let's go to Target. Let's go here. Otherwise, I'm like, I'm in sweatpants all day. I feel like shit. I'm exhausted. I don't want to do anything. When you put effort into getting ready in the morning, it changes your whole fucking day.
And you're your own worst enemy, because I hate to tell you, like, no one notices the stupid shit. Like, I know this as a makeup artist because I have clients sit in my chair and they're like, oh, my dark under eyes. And I go,
Who cares? Like, just
but they're not even dark.
Put a contour on.
You hate on yourself, but no one else looks at you like that.
But no one's seeing things that you're hating on yourself. So you're like, oh my God, my thighs got bigger.
Just like with your nose, I'm like, huh?
Oh, so I hate my nose. And I'm going to Studio 17 because she does 10-minute nose jobs. And
we're going
to
take a video of this.
We're
going to
take
amazing.
A video of it. I promise everyone we're doing 10-minute nose jobs. I hate the side of my profile. I hate it. Jessica's like, I don't get it. I'm like,
it's
I took a picture
thing.
Of her, of my side, and then I fixed it a tiny bit. And I was like, you see the difference? And she's like, it's minuscule, but, like, I get it. I'm like, okay, well, this is my problem. Like, that's something that I will never take, like, a profile picture of myself. And... she doesn't see it, but I see it. And, like,
so
I'm like, let me just...
your own worst critic.
Yeah, like, so, but I'm, like, I'm doing it because I want to do it. But, like, 30 years of my life, I didn't think about it or didn't do anything about it. And, like, now if I get that little thing, I'll feel better. I'm not promoting plastic surgery, but I'm promoting, like, there's little things you can do about yourself. Right now, I nose contour. Like, you know the difference of a nose contour? It helps me so much. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't even leave my house without it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes me feel confident about it. And, like, there's little things you could do at home that are, like, so small.
So small. That change your
whole day. And, like, there are so many people I've got messages from. They're like, I got dressed up 3 days this week, and I feel so much better. Like, I feel like I got stuff accomplished. And I'm like, you see, it takes no time just to feel good about yourself. It changes your whole mindset. You actually want to get stuff done for the day.
That's good advice. Thank you, Tracy.
You're welcome.
All right, this is our last question. It's a good one. How do you feel about my boyfriend?
Oh my God, here we go.
Do you feel about my boyfriend who jerks off? I get really insecure about it. And sometimes when I leave for work, he'll do it. Or I don't know. I just feel like we have a good sex life and I take care of that. And I hate that he does it and it upsets me. What do you guys think?
Jerking off is normal.
It's like, again, circle
men,
of life.
If you gave a man... There's 5 men in here. Can I get a fucking hand raise from the men in here? Like, seriously... Are you literally, you're jerking off at home, right? No one's fucking judging you. Bro, Alan's jerking off.
No!
jerking off. I'm sure the DJ's jerking off. Listen, this is what's happening in life. You guys. I want to freak you, baby, in every freaking way. You guys need sex like 40 times a day. We're not there to give it to them all the time. So you're fucking getting mad at him for something that's natural for him to do. Let him fucking jerk off. Let him take a 30-minute fucking shower. You know what he's doing. There's not a fucking secret stripper in there. Who the fuck cares? He's in there with himself. Like, let this man live. And then when he gets out of the shower, blow him and remind him who the fuck you are and that he can get himself ready to come. Let him, Cassandra, close your ears, please. Come, let him come in your mouth and be like, here I am. Go jerk off. I don't have the time. Jerk off and then let me be here to finish. Like, who the fuck cares? Guys, I'm trying to help you out. Like, you're concerned about your man. He's not cheating on you. He's inside of your house playing with himself. Who the fuck cares? Stop judging him. Also, stop telling your men they can't go to strip clubs. Stop fucking doing it. Stop giving your men blowjobs one time on his fucking birthday. Enough.
birthday blowjobs.
It should be like 3 days a week he should be getting blowjobs. Let him go to strip clubs with his boys. Let him jerk off in the shower. Let this poor man live.
Relax.
Like, I don't understand. It's such a problem. Like, these girls are making their men cheat on them because they're giving them such a hard time.
It's insane.
You're pushing him away.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
But if he's choosing jerking off over sex with you, that's
different.
Not good. But
yeah.
If you're still, she said, we have a great sex life. So, bitch, what the fuck are you complaining about?
Yeah, she did say
let
that.
Let his man live. What the fuck? Seriously. Let him live. Like,
on
why
that
are
note.
You so worried about... You know what you should be doing is going onto his phone after he's jerked off, going into his search box and seeing what kind of porn he's watching so you know what he's into, so you can be giving him good sex. That's what you should be doing. Because people are into weird, different porn. You don't know what they're watching. If you see what they're watching... Yeah, then you know what your man's into. Like, I know my husband literally searches, like, big boobs, big asses on porn, like, Pornhub. Like, I know that's what he searches. Bitch, that's me. I'm not worried. Like, I'm really not. If he was searching, like, I don't know, cow sex, like, I'd be fucking worried. Do you get what I'm saying? If he's searching something you're not doing, maybe try what he's searching for.
It's not... All right, so you said it really aggressively, but it's not terrible advice. Like,
okay, I'm sorry. I'm frustrated because I'm really frustrated for these men that are getting blowjobs once every fucking anniversary. It's annoying. I'm either putting in way too much work in my life or you other girls are putting in
what Tracy's trying to say in the PC version is that find out what your man's into, what he likes,
yeah.
And do that.
You guys,
like,
the best thing you could do is
life.
Search his search bar and find what he's into.
Yeah.
Who's not using incognito, though? Like,
what?
Who's not using the private browser?
No, my husband leaves it up on there. Like, if I go into his phone, it's, like, literally there. It's not deleted. It's not like
he's saving it for later?
Yeah, he knows he's just going to go back to that later, so whatever.
Dear Tracy and Jess, I've been a supporter since the Jerseylicious days. I've been with my man for 6 years, and he proposed 2 years ago. We were supposed to get married in September 2018, but we both agreed to call it off for a variety of reasons. Cheating allegations came up, but he won't admit to anything, and I've caught him going out to clubs and hiding it from me. Ooh. And he also had a Snapchat account that he used to talk to girls. Mm-hmm. We're still together, but I am wasting my time at this point. We have so much love for each other, but I don't know if we'll be able to move past this. If he has really changed, I need to know. We're 23 years old, by the way. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I need help. I'm terrified to start over with someone else.
Terrified to start over? You're 23 years
old. I've given him so many chances.
Just graduated.
I don't know how much
college.
I have left in me. Sometimes,
okay,
I know,
let's
like,
do a
Trey,
checklist. Let's
know,
do a checklist.
I know if, like, to, like me and you were reading it, it seems obvious, but when you're in that situation sometimes, you can't see past.
No, that's called
do you know
blind
what I mean?
Love.
Yes, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, we're so in love with each other, but he hides his Snapchat from you. I think maybe it's a one-sided street there, baby. He goes out to clubs and hides it from me.
That's
he has a
bad.
Snapchat account that he talks to girls. She doesn't just says he has a Snapchat I don't know about. She's knowing he talks to girls on it.
Yeah, that's bad.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's the
he's
other
a
thing.
Child.
She's 23.
To live his best life.
Yeah.
He's 23. He's like, let me fuck all these girls before I settle down and have 70 kids.
Yeah. So we're all running for our lives, right?
Teen mom. We're all running for our life?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is anybody here walking down the aisle? No. Okay. All right. Dear Tracy and Jessica, my fiance is of 4 years, is currently still married to the mother of his 3 kids. Why are we even reading this? I don't know. Okay. They were separated a year before him and I started dating, and she lives out of state. She barely sees their kids. Him and I currently have custody of all the 3 kids. However, nothing has been legalized through courts. I'm getting tired of waiting for him to take this bitch to court. Whoa, she's fucking salty. Hold on. And gets divorced, but he's constantly coming up with excuses of how he doesn't want to risk taking the kids to court and getting custody taken away. I genuinely love him, but it's the most amazing relationship in every other aspect with him. But is it wrong of me to pressure him into getting divorced?
Wait, it's her fiance?
It's her fiance. He's still married.
Huh? How can you get married?
You guys can't even get married. Hold on, I can't even walk down the aisle because he's still married. You. Tara wouldn't run. Tara says she wouldn't run. Up, Victoria wouldn't run. Pink, she wouldn't run. Okay, who else? Pink, you wouldn't run. Pink, black, pink. What do we have? What do you have? Black? Okay.
It's not like an auctioneer. Pink, black. What do we got?
What do we? Why are we walking down the aisle with this man? Because he's scared for the kids. He's scared to lose the kids. Okay. So you're not marrying him, but you're not running. Okay, you're a happy medium of just trying it and staying. Okay, is that what we can agree on? All right. Okay.
This is hard. It's like, Trey, are you are you engaged to a dude that's married, legally married? I'm not doing it. Like, I don't care about his kids.
No,
I guess I'm not a mom. I don't get
enough.
It, but I just don't care. Like, just seems
I can't,
wrong.
I told him I can't have a baby with him until she doesn't have his last name anymore.
Oh, yeah. I told him I can't.
That's
have a baby
a, that's some fucking ultimatum.
Yeah.
I'm not getting pregnant by you until this bitch doesn't have your last name.
I think it's fair.
I think she's pretty much doesn't need to ask us anything. Mine is run, but we have like 7 or 8 people who said walk, which is basically their version of don't run.
Right.
Yeah. It's not like walk down the aisle, but it's like get him to get divorced and then you'll do it. Okay.
We do what we want, pretty much.
You guys, this place is called Il Pollino. It's a bistro, a bar, and bocce. We're standing and sitting on the bocce thing right here. So basically they have tournaments. You could see all the chalkboards here. They keep track of the tournaments when you're playing it. It's so fun. Everyone's fucked up drunk playing bocce. If you're Italian, you grew up. That was like my first sport I learned. Sport, air quotes.
Yeah, take it easy.
Yeah. But literally, that's what we play at like every party at my house. And I love bocce. It's so much fun. So come here on your nights off. We had a good time here. The place is beautiful. Obviously, the food is great. The drinks are great. Thank you, Mike, having us.
Yeah. Dear God, Mike, thank you for dealing with us. I messaged him like, Mike, can you make like a baddie Bacardi?
We were so annoying. And Mike's like, okay, relax. Like, he was like the nicest guy. And we were like so annoying. Doc Johnson, this amazing sex toys.
I encourage everyone to touch it before they leave.
Just
so you understand.
It's been sanitized, I promise.
This is 2019 in a nutshell.
Yeah. This is where 2020 is going. You guys just don't know it. Sweet and Flower obviously gave the giveaway to you who drove so far, both of you who drove. Please eat those on the way home. Enjoy them because
no, I really
want
a cake pop.
We already
and I have
tried them. thank you, Laura, for coming. Alan, for putting up with our bullshit. All of our friends, family, all of you guys.
Our videographer.
Our videographer,
oh my
Cara.
God.
She's the best. And you guys will all, she's going to post, send me the video so you guys can, if you're in it, you guys can post it. Just tell everybody what a good time you had. Hopefully, if this does well, then we'll do another one of these. Would you guys come to another one? Yeah. Did anyone not have fun today? Because I promise I'll like run in the streets for you if you didn't. Like
she'll
whatever I need to do
you
to make sure you guys have fun.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.